Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I am the legendary Home Blow along with my girl.
Bailey Coleman.
She's Bailey right now. Yeah. She's Bailey right now. She could change. She could change. If she say, nah, it's this person now, you're going to learn this morning. I'm just saying. How you doing and feeling, Bailey? Is it Bailey right now?
Bailey Coleman.
Okay, there we go. How are you feeling and doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, blessed. Cannot complain. Feeling great. Went to Merrill Park on yesterday.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, and dropped off about 800 bottles of water.
Okay.
16-ounce bottles.
And, nice.
Some Cottonelle fleshable wipes. And, you know, had a chance to, I sent a couple of pictures to you as well as to our producer, Xavier. Great morning, Xavier. How you doing and feeling this morning? Oh, he's giving a wave. He's handling business. I got you.
Okay.
Standing on business.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Did you guys watch the debates last night?
Yeah, I did. I did. So, but right now I want to just address the fact that we went to the Merrill Park. The Homer Blow Foundation, Inc., nonprofit 501c3. I made a commitment on the air on yesterday that I was going to donate $300 worth of supplies, you know, water and things like that. So did that. And on Blow Radio, when I'd done my show there, I asked for a couple of brothers to try to come out and help unload, you know, the water and the supplies. And I got a couple of pictures of two of the sisters that are in charge of taking, you know, that let us in and all of that. So they are managers there. An update that I was given. And of course, Cheryl ended up meeting me before then, and they had like a shopping cart. So we were able to load them from the truck to the shopping cart and take them. And we put some in the office. But other than that, they said, you know, you can just sit them out there, and as they need them, they can take them, and hopefully they won't, you know, just be greedy with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, the goal was to just do that. Also from Blow Radio, there were people that heard me talking about that I was going to be doing that and I was going to be ending that show early. So they wanted to donate. So I had some financial donations to the Homer Blow Foundation, Inc. nonprofit. And I want to thank all of those people who understood why I wanted to do what I did and add it to where I can end up going and bringing some more sometime today. And but the ladies, Amy and Anise, I'm almost certain that the other one's name is Anise. I don't know if Xavier, if you got those two pictures, those went to your text. I know that, but the other stories went to your email. But just to kind of show them, and they gave me an update. They said that, and I did see plumbers there while I was there. Mm-hmm. So they're saying that the situation may be resolved now, but they're asking all of the tenants to please let them know if there's the pressure for their toilets and all of that is not where it needs to be, but they are saying that the situation should be resolved. And that's why the plumbers were there. And they were actually about to leave when I pulled up. And I was like, okay, all right. So let's find out an update. And so they were able to give me an update. So, yeah, the two the pictures that are showing on our YouTube. And Bailey, why should they be on our YouTube and Facebook Live?
Because it's part of the benefits.
That part.
Of watching on YouTube and Facebook Live.
Absolutely. So if you are watching us and they switch places in this picture, but Brother Terreno Hayes, and then the brother all the way on the other side, he also brought eight cases of water to donate as well. And they both listen to Truth in the Morning.
That's great.
And, say that they enjoy listening to
Appreciate
the 101.7 FM. And the two sisters are the managers. Behind them, you can kind of see where those cases are stacked up.
Right.
Yeah, it was stacked up. You're talking about 800 bottles of water. So, but it was a good look. And in the other picture, you'll see the cases of the Cottonelle flushable wipes. It's 42 packages inside each one of those boxes.
Okay.
So, you know, again, just trying to do that. And I intentionally did not take pictures of the residents or, you know, the residents took some personal pictures with me, but
right.
I didn't take any because for me, it's not to kind of show their plight on that level. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just wanted to help. So I didn't be like, hey, let's all take a picture. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it wasn't for that.
Uh-huh.
But of course, with those two managers, because they were appreciative of
right.
me doing what I did. So, yeah, they said that there were some other people that heard and said that they were going to be dropping off water. And then they also had some cases,
That's nice.
That they were given to give out to each resident or whatnot.
Well, water bottle apiece.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, so it was a great deed and a great feeling. And to the Merrill Park high-rise residents, we just want to let you know that we didn't forget about you. We think about you. We care about you.
Mm-hmm.
And we were glad to be able to assist in whatever small way that we could to try to help out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And there were some that were, took some of the cases and they put it in the cart and they got on the elevator and they were going to go around. And these were other residents.
Right.
Say they got seasoned citizens that are disabled. And
right.
Go to those floors and bless them with bottles of water.
That's nice.
So, yeah.
That's nice.
That's it. That's all. That's all. And so, again, it's everybody who felt the need to want to participate by donating some funds to do even more. Thank you very much. So, Bailey, that's one of the reasons I felt so great this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It's good. Yeah. Very good.
You know, Cheryl don't like to be on camera.
Good work.
Don't take me on. All right. We got one, but I was afraid to send it because you were like, no, I didn't want to be on. So I'm like, all right, say less. But Cheryl was there. Yeah, so
shout out to Miss
Cheryl. C. Blow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're going to learn today. All right. Okay. So we got a poll without asking for the poll. It's up.
I see it.
Yeah.
I see it.
So,
a magical poll.
Yeah. Talk about the poll, Xavier. Talk about the poll, Xavier. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, let's see.
No. I'm saying talk about it because we didn't say we was putting it up, but it's up. So I'm just saying. So that's why I want you to explain the need to, you know, to do that.
Oh, so
we get
looking at the poll right now, did you watch the governor's debate last night? We got 14 votes in. Half say yes, half say no.
Okay.
50-50.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Did you watch?
I watched twice.
That's good.
What was your opinion? Who stood out?
Francesca?
Well.
Come on now. That's your girl.
I was watching the debate. I watched it twice. Once just to watch it and then once to analyze it. I look like to me, it seemed like a lot of follow the leader. No one really distinguished themselves. No one really went on an attack. I thought people would actually try to come after Francesca. But, no, it seemed like a lot of people just agreed. So, to me, my analysis of it was a lot of people were playing follow the leader, and they didn't disagree on anything, rarely. I think Crowley is the only one that kind of differentiated himself with the one thing where he raised his hand saying he would have signed that agreement with the Republicans to, like, spend all of our surplus. So, I mean, I don't think that was a good idea, but, I mean, that was the one person that did differentiate himself on one of the opinions. But, all in all, I mean, no one really stood out. So, all in all, it was a good thing for Francesca because she's obviously in the lead. So no one really came out and made a name for themselves. And this is the only debate. So all in all, I don't know what the people that were polling. I mean, I saw Crowley came out at 15% on the latest Navigate poll, Wisconsin. He came out at like 15%. I think Vandela was at like 18 or something like that.
Did you say Vandela?
Mandela.
Hmm? Okay. I thought you said Vandela.
I might have said it, but it was okay. An accident.
Oh, okay.
And then, then Francesca came out at 44%. So, I mean, and then later on this afternoon, I know the new Marquette poll is going to come out. And honestly, the people that were not in the lead in the race didn't do themselves any favors. I would have, like I said, they should have came after her. They should have been more contentious, yeah. And they should have differentiated themselves. It was just a whole big agree fest. So, like I said, it was just a whole bunch of follow the leader.
Okay. And I know you just ended up putting that poll up, but the poll that I was going to ask to be put up was with naming all of the candidates, in your opinion, who do you feel won the debate? That was the poll that I was looking to put up. But we're here now. So we're here now just asking if you watched it or not. But, yeah, so, you know, I did watch it. I felt that Mandela Barnes was being very petty. You know, he posted a picture of the fact that County Exec David Crowley had a pedestal that a lot of people use in different debates. It was just a bunch of little stealth, petty attacks.
Yeah, he did. He actually did take a little jab at.
That's what I'm saying.
At Crowley. That was actually one of the. Only Mandela. He attacked Crowley a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that was like really the only attack that I really noticed all night.
Yeah, but again, you know, in hearing that, and early vote, y'all. Early vote. And I wish that they came to a resolution with some of the 80,000 early votes, you know, absentee votes, because that is going to tip the scales because it's going to be a lot of people that are no longer in the race.
What if Rodriguez wins? That would be crazy. Because of the early voting.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's where we're going.
Impossible.
So it's crazy. I don't know. I think that they were being kind of safe and not necessarily trying to attack. And I think that with the
they're Democrats. General election, what do you expect? It's not like Democrats. So much of Democrats.
I don't know.
There.
I just watched the Michigan debates. Shoot. And they were attacking.
One might shoot one across the bow or two, but other than that, they go and slaughter each other.
Great morning to everybody.
That would be an exciting debate.
Yeah, on our YouTube page. Great morning. We love you. We appreciate you. Again, while you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button, a.k.a. hit the bell. And, of course, those of you watching on Facebook, our Facebook page, 1017 The Truth, as well as our YouTube. And while you're on our Facebook, hit that like and follow button so you can keep up with everything from the award-winning 1017 FM The Truth. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. We were talking about the middle school thing.
Yeah, I just want to say I did not watch the debate last night.
I did.
In case anybody cared.
You didn't sound.
I caught the cliff notes.
Right.
You know, but I feel like any of the candidates that may want to come on Truth in the Morning, come on in. You're all welcome. Yeah. David Crowley, Mandela Barnes, Francesca Hong, everybody.
Y'all got budgets, too, by the way. Just I want to remind them that they got budgets, too. I see commercials.
Okay, I'm just letting y'all know.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Y'all took up a lot of time there. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, they'll come and not leave any financial gain at all. And I'm just saying, it's one thing if you're not using financial gain anywhere, But if you're using it in other places, but then
you know what? We want to hear, everybody here wants to hear from them.
Yeah,
so
they are welcome to come. Yeah, we want
to
hear from them, but don't take advantage of us either. That's kind of like where I'm going. It's like, you know, hey, share the budget. Y'all raising money for a reason. Money that Rodriguez didn't have, obviously.
And it's not one thing for another, so y'all feel free to come through.
Yeah, come through. But I'm just saying, like, I'm standing on business on that one. I'm like, y'all not going to be spending. We hear you spending money other places. That's where I'm going. So I'm just saying, you got budgets, too. It ain't saying that you got to pay to come on. But, again, we radio and TV is about dollars and cents. Some of those people that are appearing on some of these TV stations, they're spending a nice budget with those TV stations. That's all I'm saying. And I'm standing on that. The views and opinions expressed by legendary Homer Blow does not represent that Milwaukee black media and civic media. I say it all the time. So, but yeah, I'm standing on that. I've seen them defecate on the truth too long. We got to take care of these bills. We are beyond. We are beyond our first break. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. The Truth will be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning.
I was wondering for a second there because you started
talking.
Yeah, you
thought it was me. Yeah. It wasn't this side. But welcome, Black, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. The Truth. Bailey, you know, we were talking about the poll is still up, by the way, if you watched it. What's the percentage on the poll right now, Xavier? What's the percentage?
67%, 21 votes.
Okay. All right. 67%, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We were talking about yesterday, Bailey. I wanted to go into one of the stories that we had talked about discussing. And it was, and Xavier, you should have this clip. I don't know if it's an audio to it at all. But it says, Milwaukee middle schoolers sound alarm. Help at school, hurt inside. That is the name of that particular story, right? And what it is, it says, Milwaukee middle school students across Milwaukee County are sending a complicated message. Schools often feels like a lifeline, but anxiety, depression, and basic needs and issues are still hitting hard. New numbers from the Youth Risk Behavior Survey given to the 6th through 8th graders during the 24-25 school year show classrooms functioning as both safe havens and ground zero for serious social and emotional challenges. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, more than 13,100 students responded across the county, including over 9,200 from Milwaukee Public Schools. 86 of 125 public middle schools countywide and 72 of 82 MPS middle schools took part. Roughly half or more of the students said they had significant problems from anxiety or long-lasting sadness in the past year, about 52% countywide and 53% in MPS. Symptoms they talked about symptoms of depression were reported by about 32% of students across the county and 34% in MPS. The reporting also notes that 36% of county students and 39% of MPS students said they experienced hunger in the past month, while roughly 30% of county students and 38% of MPS students reported being in a physical fight on school property. Statewide YRBS results are expected in late August. Those local numbers line up it's the mental health context of this, says those local numbers line up with broader patterns the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has highlighted recent statewide YRBS summaries as they describe rising anxiety, depression, and unmet emotional health needs among students. DPI materials also emphasize that YRBS data are a routine guide for school mental health programming and prevention work, turning survey responses into blueprints for what support should look like on campus. They said there is some good news hidden in the stress. About 80% of county middle schoolers and 77% of MPS students say they have at least one supportive adult other than a parent. Roughly two-thirds reported having a teacher or a staff member they can talk to when things are rough. At the same time, only about 59% of students across the county and 54% in MPS said they feel like they belong at school, and around 61% countywide, compared with 58% in the district, said their teachers care about them. That split suggests students may trust individual adults, yet still feel disconnected from the school community as a whole. And there's more to be read into that, but I just want to start kind of like diving into that aspect of it.
Yes.
You hearing some of these statistics, Bailey? What's your thoughts? What's your truth on this?
You know, it's what we've been kind of another layer that we peeled back about our kids and what they're going through right now and how different it is from when we were coming up. You know, and I think it's, I mean, when you really look at it, you realize that they're talking about their needs not being met at home. You know, and it doesn't necessarily mean a physical need, but more likely emotional, right? So that they're turning to adults outside their family to assist them when times get tough and they don't know what to think. You know, I think about this. I think about a lot of people with kids, you know, the PWKs that you call them. And, you know, there's a lot of moving around. Which can be very unsettling to a child, and people don't recognize that. You know, there's a lot of moving, school hopping, going from here to here, all these things that happen, you know, for a child from, you know, toddler all the way until teen or latter teenage years can be unsettling. I mean, they want to feel secure at home. There's a lot going on in the homes these days that maybe weren't, you know, when we were coming up. You know, so I think there's a lot of disruption in the homes these days. And I feel like the kids are feeling that, and a higher percentage than I ever thought. Right? So, and then when they get with their classmates, and if they share information or even how their behavior is in school, it's unsettling to the kids that may have, you know, may be okay at home, you know. So it all, you know, transcends through all of the kids.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills because, you know, we were late going taking care of our other bills. So we are up on another break. But Truth Nation, we want to hear from you. I have more to read on this particular story, but it goes to me saying that a lot of our teachers are being overworked.
Yeah.
And underpaid for real.
You know what? They have to deal with this just to get these kids to settle down to learn. And that's, you know.
Yep. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I am the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Truth Nation. Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. Bailey, there's something that we didn't take care of on yesterday because we got so engaged.
Yeah, we were.
We teased about it.
We sure did.
I subliminally let people know that it was going to happen on our show.
We did not literally pay off.
Yeah, we sure didn't. But we're going to pay off this morning.
That's a shout out to the rest of our truth team. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
That part. So
it's a wink, wink, y'all.
Yeah. So they say, you know, they say the early birds get the worm, right?
All right.
So yeah. So early birds.
We're giving out worms.
Yeah,
right now?
We're about to give away a pair of worms. So yeah, because yesterday you heard the excitement.
Yes.
And so now I can literally say this, and it is current.
Okay.
Troop Nation, it's your chance to win.
Oh.
Right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Wow.
We're giving away a pair of tickets to Black Arts Fest MKE happening on this Saturday, August 1st at the Summerfest Grounds in Milwaukee. Don't miss an unforgettable day of music, culture, art, food, and community featuring national artist Dave Hollister and the Lattimore Brothers live on stage. Of course, today is your day, but you can listen every day because somebody else going to have to give some away later.
Somebody else?
Somebody else. And
okay.
No one about the shows is going to give something away.
Because
we just didn't give ours away yesterday.
Okay.
Even though I teased about it, said it's coming.
Right.
I ain't going to tell you when.
Right.
And we didn't handle business. We got caught up in Truth Nation talking about the topic. So
yeah, it was intense yesterday.
Absolutely. Black Arts Fest MKE happening this Saturday, August 1st. Lucky caller. Right now, lucky caller, Bailey, we're going to go tit for tat. We're thinking of a number. We're thinking
17.
I was going to say 17.
See, there it is.
Listen, caller number 17.
Yeah.
Listen, may my family member continue to rest. Listen, Bailey, I was thinking 17.
All right. I really was.
So caller number 17 right now. You feel what I'm saying? 101.7 The Truth, 17. Caller number 17 right now, 833-212-1017. You'll get yourself a pair of tickets to join us at Black Arts Fest MKE. I'll be there. I'll be in the kids' zone.
You going to be there?
Yeah.
All right, good.
I'll be in the kids' zone.
I'm not, I mean, you know what? I might come visit you in the kids' zone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I want to see the Michael Jackson contest.
That part. So caller number 17 right now, 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. Caller number 17 right now, you'll end up getting yourself a pair of tickets to Black Arts Fest MKE happening this Saturday on the Summerfest ground. So good luck.
Another opportunity to wear my Michael Jackson t-shirt. You know, with the white glove.
Yeah.
That I wore that.
Absolutely.
Oh, I got to wear it again.
There you go.
I'll come out there and be a judge. All right, then.
And don't forget, on the main stage, Bruce City Soul will be doing a Michael Jackson tribute.
All right.
So, they,
nice.
Yeah, they're going to have,
All right. It's all tied in.
Yeah, professional looking. Like,
yeah.
But the children be getting it in.
I know, that's right. While I'm down there, I'm just going to give my little hug from Dave Hollister and keep it pushing.
You know?
I love Dave.
Take care of home, you know. hey, you know, I ain't here for the baby mama drama. You know, baby, I just need you to do those things.
Okay.
And I know you're a one woman man.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, all the things. You know, I love when I do introductions like that, and I use all their songs.
Yeah.
They be like, "Right, you are unique."
Okay.
You
very.
Are unique. How you put all of the songs into the introduction. So But yeah. So caller number 17, you are going to have a pair of tickets, and when we get our winner, we'll have our producer Xavier let us know so we can definitely give you a shout out. So hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Bailey, one of the things that I talk about when we're talking about this MPS, well, Milwaukee County as a whole, Milwaukee middle schoolers sound alarm. They help at school and they hurt inside. That's the name of the article, right?
Right.
And they were saying, like, given the percentages in Milwaukee County and in MPS schools.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I talk about, Bailey, is like a lot of our teachers are having to do more than their regular job, you know, so it's like you come with, okay, look, we got to come and we got to do this show. Now, we got to do a bunch of other things, too.
Yeah.
Hold on. on.
You got to put it together.
That's
to
not
get
what
it done.
We. Yeah, that's. But that's not what I mean, we signed up for.
Listen, if we had to do counseling and everything,
yeah.
Now some people may say we need counseling.
Yeah,
but if we,
I'll accept it. I'll accept it.
But if we had to do, on a serious note, if we had to do all that to get it together so that we could just be here,
mm-hmm.
you know, and deliver the rest,
yeah.
then that would be, you know, all kinds of problems.
Yeah, because, you know, we have to also remember that teachers
yes.
are also mandated reporters.
They are.
You get some very deep stuff. You get to yeah. hearing a child talking about that they are being molested or physically abused at home.
Right.
And they're coming to you as a safe space because they feel like they can't talk about it with their other family members.
Right.
And so they feel trapped. So then they come to school and they may share that information with their teacher.
Right.
But they're taking it to where it's, okay, my teacher is not going to rat me out. My teacher is just going to be here to listen to me and try to, you know, give me some kind of advice or
mm-hmm.
Some things that you can do. And
right.
But that teacher also has to go and report
yes.
that this student is dealing with this at
yeah.
home.
Yeah.
This student is talking suicidal.
Yeah. You know what? This is why I like some of the improvements that the new superintendent has begun to make mm-hmm. With MPS, because she's bringing counselors back, more counselors.
Right.
And, you know, I do recall, you know, when we were coming up, that the counselors played a real key role.
Absolutely.
In the school.
Absolutely.
And I remember a lot of students utilizing that opportunity.
Social workers to hold on.
Yeah. You know, just to go have somebody to talk to.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think, in especially with MPS, I think that's a key thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people skip over that.
Right.
Because for whatever, well, probably because in our culture, you know, talking to a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Seems
it's taboo.
It has, yeah, it's taboo. It has, you, there ain't nothing wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get over here, Junebug. You fine.
Right.
You know, you don't need to talk to the people. Or sometimes they're afraid of putting their family business out there
mm-hmm.
or for it to be out there and people to be talking about it. But listen, if you ain't got nothing to be ashamed of, don't worry about that and let your kid get the counseling they need.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. And, you know, one of the things that the counselors also are able to do, as well as, you know, social workers, they're able to ease the child's fear,
yes.
the student's fear,
right.
because they let them know, like, no, we're going to address this,
yeah.
but in a way to where they, because the threat is, well, the fear, in my opinion, of a lot of the students are, they're going to lock my mama up, they're going to lock my daddy up,
right.
they're going to lock my uncle
and
up,
then what am
my
I
brother
gonna
or
do?
Sister,
right.
yeah. And then the whole family's going to hate me, this,
right.
that, and the other. So the counselors and the social workers are trained to be able to let
right.
them know, like, yes, we have to do something about this.
Right.
This is not fair to you as a child or
right.
as a youth. But here's how we're going to deal with it. So to kind of, like, massage it in to where is this is a problem that you shouldn't be dealing with.
Right, you're a
and,
kid.
Right, absolutely. And we're going to help you.
Right.
Deal with this.
Right.
And you don't worry about the fact of this person saying, well, we hate you now or this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
Because, again, you're not supposed to have to go through this.
Exactly.
And be able to explain to the child that it's not their fault.
Right.
You know, they are not the bad person.
Right.
And that's the type of thing that they need.
Right.
In my opinion.
Right.
And as a teacher,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion, you can only do your best part in trying to say, you know, hey, look, okay, you know, don't tell nobody. Okay, I'm not going to share this information
right.
with anybody, but knowing that they have to.
Exactly.
And so yeah. now the student can end up hating the teacher.
Right.
And the teacher was really only trying to help. But that's not what the teacher was designed for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
now the teacher's going through mental, emotional You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Thing because the girl hates me now. She knew she could always talk to me. Now she doesn't want to talk to me.
Right.
She hates me. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot to put on the teacher's plate. And the reality is, Bailey, there are a lot more than just one student in that teacher's class.
Exactly.
That comes to them as their safe person.
Right. That's true.
That's a lot to deal with.
833-212-1017. That's our Two Talk text line if you want to get in on this conversation.
Yep. And we do have a couple of callers, but I want to get the name
of the winner
of our Black Arts Fest MKE ticket winner who will be going to Black Arts Fest MKE this Saturday at the Summerfest grounds. Gates open at noon.
Cheryl is our winner.
Congratulations, Cheryl. Not
your wife.
Right, yeah, because she would be disqualified.
She'd be disqualified.
Yeah, certain things, you know. And like, it's almost like the thing where, you know, if you won within the last 90 days, you can't win again and all of those kind of things.
No, our families just can't win at all.
Oh, we know that. I'm just saying, like, you know, other people, you're going to be like, I won every month. Like, no, you can't do that. Can't do that. We like to be fair and balanced in the radio.
We try.
I succeed. Okay, so we got to take care of some bills. Callers, please hang on the line. Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. We definitely need to talk about this. And then again, like I say, I still have more to read in this story because it was definitely an in-depth story.
Yeah.
So there's more to it as well. But from what you've heard, and what we've been talking about, 833-212-1017, Truth Talk text lines. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. The Truth will be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because when you know you're fully protected, your home, your vehicle, everything you've worked hard for to build, you can actually enjoy it. And that's what it's about. Not stressing the what ifs, but moving forward with confidence. American Family agents help you get the right coverage in place so you can focus on your family, your goals, and the dreams you've earned. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. We are talking about this poll that was taken from a survey or study from 2024-2025 in Milwaukee County schools with middle schoolers.
Right.
And we are hearing the percentages from the county and the percentages of MPS here in the city.
Right.
And the numbers are disparaging with how these students are feeling and feeling like they're stressed out. They don't have anybody they can really talk to. They got one person usually in the school
right.
or an adult that they can talk to. But other than that, they feel trapped. We've got two callers on our Truth Talk text line. Al, MKE, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
My truth is can you blame them? The teachers is burnt out. They the mama. They buying food. They buying clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Mama sitting at home letting somebody, you know, explore her vessel just to be in Section 8. She running around here busting out the little car window because that little dangle ain't got her eyes all wide open just to be sitting there waiting on a check. I don't get it. I don't get it. And then, you know, these kids probably came from the grandparents or the crack and cocaine there. You know the young men out here, they barely taught about hygiene. They don't know what they're going on. And then some of the parents is telling the kids, go ask the teacher. And then go ask the teacher to buy the other kids money. And then she said, I don't know how these women do it. You ain't finna put all these stretch marks on my body just so I can sit in low income and you come home with Cartier glasses and all I got in the house is stink and looking at your body go all the wrong direction. Hell no. These kids is in the hell. Look at what these kids going through. Ain't nobody talking to them. Some of these young mothers out here blaming their kids because the man don't want them and they looking at their kids with flesh and lust.
Yeah.
These kids got it hard right now.
Yeah.
But I fought the parents. That's why I always I tell people, learn how to say no. And sometimes it's better just to use your mouth and you don't even need an abortion.
Ooh.
Have a good day. Bye bye.
Order.
And then he leave you with, have a good day.
Right.
Like what?
He leaves you with the tact mode. Right. The tact, T-A-C-T, yeah. The ability to tell somebody to go to hell and make them feel happy to be on their way. So it's like, I'm getting ready to give you this medicine. It's no coating on it at all.
None.
You're going to taste all of this bitterness.
Exactly.
All the, is that, you're going to get all of that.
All of that.
And then we're going to say, oh, we'll see you at your next appointment.
Have a great day.
Yeah. We're going to Michael. Michael, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
I just want to say I feel sorry for the kids I'm growing up today. I mean, I'm not going to
turn your
in my time.
Turn down your radio. You got to turn down your radio, please.
I'm telling Blake to turn it down.
Okay.
Blake, turn it down, please. Anyway, I feel sorry for the kids of today because when I grew up in the 70s, I did have some issues with teachers that weren't so great of teachers. But I think kids today need more stability and more security than what they did back then. And I think we need to pray for these kids and see that they get the support they need.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel really bad for these kids. I really do.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got you. Because
I was a kid at one time, too, and I had issues myself, but I was able to take care of my issues at the time. But now that these kids are growing up today, they got to work when you and I were our kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say that I give a shout-out to all the kids, and I pray for them, and I wish them well.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. You know,
thank you very much, Homo Blow and the partner there, and you guys have a good day.
Bailey. All right. Nurse Aryan Kawanda caught one of the parts that I caught, and it really stuck out to me.
What?
Because I had another name for it that was given to me by Sterling, Mr. Pitchardis, and Smalls, Joseph Jackson. Nurse Aryan Kawanda said on our YouTube page, great morning, and we love and appreciate everybody that is there. While you're there, hit the like and subscribe, a.k.a. hit that bell button on the road to 9,000. She said, not your body going in every direction. So the name that we came up with for that, and I actually even made a little comical song about it. I called them, okay, you gotta be grown and understand Juicy Juice. We call it the Juicy Juice body. Because if you look at the shape of the container of a Juicy Juice body, it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? And men and women have Juicy Juice bodies, just so you know. But a Juicy Juice body, you know, kind of gets, yeah, so. But Nurse Aryan Kawanda, I'm with you. I'm with you. 833-212-1017. Let me read a little bit more of this story. What schools and the county are doing. Milwaukee Public Schools lists the YRBS as one of the ongoing surveys used to steer risk reduction efforts and federal Project Aware funding applications, linking these data directly to district levels, programming decisions. Milwaukee Public Schools and Milwaukee County officials point to efforts such as county trauma teams and the Credible Messengers mentorship program as part of the answer. So the county trauma teams and the Credible Messengers mentorship program are used as part of the answer to violence, mental health struggles, and food insecurity. Advocates argue the latest numbers show those supports need to be expanded and better coordinated before students stream Black into classrooms this fall. So, yeah, that, you know, saying that, knowing that these are some of the situations and some of the issues that the students are talking about.
Yes.
The middle schoolers.
Yes.
Then, yeah, you have to be proactive with this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how can we jump in and intervene so they're better equipped to deal with some of the middle schoolers? And to me, really, all students. That just happened to be for the middle schoolers.
Middle schoolers.
You feel
what
I'm saying? And,
yeah.
And I'm sure you want to catch them where you can.
Right. I think that's middle school is that crucial time.
Yeah.
They're still feeling the grade school thing.
Yeah, they done just transitioned, you know what I'm saying, pretty much.
The tweens and,
yeah,
you know, and they're about to, you know, get into high school.
That's it.
So you got to try and help them wherever you can in there and get them flying in the right direction.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it's a very important time. You know what I'm saying? It's just like when we talk about the early years. And, again, always, I got to give a shout-out to Dia Wright. With the Office of Early Childhood Initiative with the City of Milwaukee and Mighty Small Moments, focusing on 0 to 5 year olds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's that time, that is a very crucial and important time. So we don't end up getting some of these children growing up and not having some of the basic needs and not being able to tell their colors, not being able to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Start learning to sound out letters and things of that nature.
Yeah.
It's a very impactful time of their life.
Yeah. You know what? I think it was Mike, our caller, was talking about stability.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of parents don't realize, you know, when you're moving from place to place a lot,
mm-hmm.
When your kids aren't seeing consistent people in their lives,
mm-hmm.
So they're switching schools every year and, you know, maybe even during the middle of the school year, or you're moving from house to house, place to place.
Right.
Those are areas of instability that mm-hmm. should be, that shouldn't, you know, be in existence in your family. You gotta, you know, provide that stable environment for them so that they don't feel crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where are we going home to today?
That part.
You know what I mean?
What's going to happen?
What's going to happen now? Are we staying at Auntie So-and-so's house?
Mm-hmm.
Are we at our own house?
Right.
Are we at one of your friends' houses?
Yep.
You know, are we we're moving again? Why are we moving now?
Yep.
You know?
All those things.
That makes the mind go nuts, you know?
Real talk.
And it makes them unstable, so they feel some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
You know, all the things, people that they don't know, walking in and out the door, in and out the house all the time,
mm-hmm.
your new friend here, this and that, you know.
Yep. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. We definitely needed to talk about that, Bailey. It's something very, very important, and hopefully they can get it together and get the funding together to make sure that those children, when they return to school this fall, have things in place.
Right.
That are designed to help them and also to help take some of that stress off of the teachers.
Right.
They got to take so much home because, that it's depressing.
Yeah.
When you hear what some of our youth are going through.
Yeah.
And then it's like, wow, now you got to go home and still be happy. But you're thinking about what this boy or this girl told you in school.
Right.
That they're having to live with every day.
Yeah.
Truth in the Morning will return on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. I am the legendary Home of Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.